From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. South Korean President Park Geun-hye today publicly demanded that North Korea make amends for recent provocations.
매번 반복되어 왔던 이런 도발과
She said they need an apology and measures to make sure tense situations like what's going on now don't recur. The emergency talks began on Saturday shortly after a Pyongyang deadline expired for Seoul to halt cross-border audio broadcast into the North or face military attacks. The negotiations have now continued for 3 days without any progress. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, a former South Korean foreign minister, urged both sides to redouble their efforts to reach a compromise. Meanwhile, South Korea has been reporting unusual troop and submarine movement in the North. Turning now to the volatile stock markets around the world, key Asian markets closed down sharply today, and the Europe markets followed the course at the open, continuing a global slide that saw U.S. markets drop 3% on Friday. Japan's Nikkei lost 4.6% today for its lowest close in nearly a year. China's Shanghai Exchange ended the day down nearly 8.5%. The fall in markets across the globe in recent days is keyed mainly by a fear about a Chinese economy that's slowing more than had been expected. Nigeria's army chief has survived an attack on his convoy by suspected Boko Haram fighters in the volatile Borno state. The army says gunmen ambushed Lieutenant General Tukur Buratai's convoy over the weekend. On Sunday, United Nations Chief Ban Ki-moon, on a two-day visit, there to talk about vital issues. This is VOA News. French President François Hollande has bestowed France's highest decoration, the Legion of Honor, today on three Americans and a man from Britain. The three subdued a heavily armed gunman aboard a high-speed train on Friday. The Americans spoke at the U.S. Embassy in Paris Sunday. Lisa Bryant has our report.
Sitting together before reporters for the first time, Americans Spencer Stone, Alex Garlatos, and Anthony Sadler described how they overpowered assailant Ayub El-Hazani on the high-speed train to Paris. Stone wore a thick bandage on the thumb that El-Hazani almost cut off during the struggle. Both Stone and Garlatos have military training, but Garlatos said a survival instinct, not the training, drove their actions.
I feel our training mostly kicked in after this assailant was already subdued, frankly, when it came to medical care and things like that, and providing security, making sure there wasn't another shooter. But in the beginning, it was mostly just gut instinct.
Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
Syrian activists and the country's antiquities chief say Islamic State militants have blown up an ancient temple in Palmyra, one of the most historic sites in the Middle East. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights confirmed the temple's destruction. Last week, it said the militants publicly beheaded the former antiquities director for Palmyra, Khalid Assad. He had spent 50 years working to preserve the fragile history of the UN World Heritage Site. Lebanon's Prime Minister Tamam Salam promised Sunday to hold accountable those responsible for using excessive force against protesters and hinted at the possibility of a decision later this week to step down from his post following a second day of demonstrations against the government. At issue is the trash that's been piling up around the country, plus the broader frustrations about the political system that's failed for more than a year to install a new president. Here in the U.S., Democratic Senator Harry Reid has expressed his support for the agreement the United States and five other nations reached with Iran to limit the country's nuclear program in exchange for sanctions relief. His support makes it less likely that Republicans in Congress will be able to muster enough votes to block the agreement, which they and Israel criticize as leaving Iran with too much of a nuclear program while unlocking billions of dollars for Tehran. Reid said part of his support for the deal lies in what he called the lack of any viable alternative put forth by those who oppose it. Congress will focus on the Iran deal when it returns from recess on September the 8th. You can get more news at our website, voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.